Parshas Achrimos, Moshe is commanded to instruct his brother Aaron in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. In the Mishkan, and then in the future, other Kohanim Gedolim, descendants of Aaron, will do this in the Beis HaMikdash. On Yom Kippur, the centerpiece of our worship on Yom Kippur was the Avoda, the special service done by the Kohen Gadol in the Mishkan, and then eventually in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is outlined in detail in Perek Tet Zayin here in Parshas Achrimos. Among the many different things that the Kohen Gadol would do on Yom Kippur, perhaps the centerpiece of it all is the Seir HaMishnaleach. The fact that we bring two nearly identical goats to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, a lottery takes place. One is chosen to be brought as a Karban Chatas on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. And the second one is led out into the wilderness, what is known as Azazel. Rashi explains that's a place that's very harsh, rocky, a very steep and rocky cliff. And this animal, the second goat, is brought out, Lazazel. The Torah tells us that the goat is carrying, as it were, the sins of the Jewish people. V'nasan ha-se'ir alav es kol avonosam. It's carrying on its back, as it were, the sins of the Jewish people. The Kohen Gadol does a vidui, a confession on behalf of the whole Jewish people. And the animal is pushed off the cliff, hopefully bringing with it atonement and forgiveness for the Jewish people. There are so many questions that can and should be asked about this incredibly mysterious ritual, but really all of those small questions add up to one large one. What is going on? How can we possibly understand this? It seems, chas v'shalom, almost like a superstition that the Torah usually outlaws, and yet here we have something very mysterious going on. Now we should acknowledge that the Gemara itself, Seches Yuma, Daf Samach Zayin Amad Beis, tells us, in fact, that this ritual is a chok. It's one of those types of mitzvahs that we'll never truly understand. We're not intended to understand. As human beings, we don't have the ability to completely understand. And yet, nevertheless, despite that statement of Chazal, a number of Rishonim have tried to give various interpretations and ways of understanding this ritual. And even though we understand that we might never truly understand it, we will follow their lead and share a few of the different interpretations. So first, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, in the third section, not surprisingly, very much tries to demystify the ritual and give a very rationalistic explanation. He says this is in keeping with a theme that we have in other sin offerings, and that is that we send the animal away as symbolizing the fact that in order to get repentance and achieve atonement, we need to distance ourselves. We need to go away from our sins in our past when it was sinful. Obviously, says the Rambam, you can't take the pasuk literally. It doesn't mean that the sins of the nation are placed on the back of the goat. Don't be ridiculous, says the Rambam. Rather, this is all in a detailed and dramatic ritual intended to scare the nation and inspire them towards tshuva. As we see that goat walking out towards the wilderness, towards Azazel and its fate, we are instructed to hopefully learn the lesson, and so too, just like the animals being led out to the wilderness, we should walk out, so to speak, to the wilderness, walk away, distance ourselves from our past sins. The Abar Benel and the Akedas Yitzchak, here in Perek Tet Zayin, also follow the Rambam's lead in giving a more rationalistic explanation, but they offer two interpretations, one of which I will share now, which is different than the Rambam, but still keeping in the spirit of the Rambam. They explain that the key to all of religious life, and therefore to tshuva as well, is bechir chafshis, our belief that every person has free will, that we can choose freely our actions to do good or to do bad. It's up to us. That's an incredible power, an incredible blessing, but of course with that comes great responsibility. We are responsible for our actions because we can freely choose what to do. Therefore, the Abar Benel and Akedas Yitzchak say the two paths that these goats respectively are led on symbolize the two paths that lie before each and every one of us. Based on our decisions and our choices and the life decisions that we make, we can either be like the first goat and go up on the ramp, upwards and higher to the Mizbeach, and get closer to Hashem as that animal is brought as a karban. Or, God forbid, we can make bad choices, and then we can be like the other second goat that's led out towards destruction and despair and Azazel. The choice is ours, the two paths are before us, and whichever one we choose, we can either be like the first animal going up closer to Hashem, or we can go out to the desert into destruction and desolation and Azazel. The choice is ours. In contrast with all of these interpretations, both of the Rambam, Abar Benel, and Akedas Yitzchak, all of which share a certain rationalistic bent, The Ibn Ezra, as understood by Ramban, has a deeply mystical interpretation of what's going on. In fact, the Ibn Ezra in Perkat Zayin Pasuk Chet says there's a super secret interpretation, so secret he can't really explain it, but he says that it's found after the word Azazel, and says that Ibn Ezra, all I can give you is a small hint, you'll understand it after 33 years. What is he talking about? It gets more and more secretive and more confusing. So Ramban says, quoting Ibn Ezra, he doesn't want to tell you. He's the keeper of secrets. But says the Ramban tongue-in-cheek, I'll be the talebearer who will reveal the secret. And the secret is, he says, not 33 years, but it's a hint to 33 psukim. 33 psukim after the first mention of the word Azazel, you get the Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, in which the Torah tells us, Lo yizbechu ot es zivchehem l'seirim, that the Jewish people evidently used to have a certain pagan idolatry in which they would worship and offer sacrifices to certain kind of demons or evil forces that are being referred to here in this Pasuk is Seirim, the same word that is used in the context of the service on Yom Kippur, referring to the goats that we're talking about. That same word is being referred to here as this old and ancient Avodah Zarah of worshipping these demons. So the Ramban explains that people used to worship these demons, and now the Torah is telling us, of course, that that is prohibited. However, shockingly, on Yom Kippur, one day a year, we are commanded to send a goat out to the wilderness, because that's where these forces of evil forces of demons, that's where they are inhabiting, that's where they live, and they rule there, and their power, from them comes the power of war and evil and destruction, and we send out an animal there as a way of acknowledging the power of these forces. The Ramban realizes how radical it sounds, and he explains, of course, we don't choose to worship, it's rather that Hashem is making that choice. That's why there's lottery. It's not the Kohen choosing to send it, but rather the lottery choosing which animals to go there. Certainly very mystical and very shocking. I prefer the Ramban personally, but that is the Ramban's explanation.